Hey guys, this is Kaya Usher. Welcome to my morning radio show. I work with frequencies and I can help you shift your life. So welcome to New Zealand. I got a message from my business associate. So now we have, let's see, we've got New Zealand, Mexico, the United Arab Emirates, the UK, France, Netherlands, Germany, Poland, USA, and Canada. How exciting is that, guys? We are bringing the world together with this frequency work. People are ready for a grander, higher order life where they truly get to adventure. I talked about that yesterday, being childlike in what you see in the world. I'm here on a private lake with my kids for the month of August and very much seeing that wonderment, that sense of adventure, you know, when we disconnect from that crazy chaos, that outside world, and we come back home into our purity, into our brilliance, we get to see the world with so much curiosity. We feel safe and sound, and we want to adventure again. So today I have two questions. They are along the same line, so I'm going to read both of them so we can see, but you can see that two questions are of the same vein. So the first one is, do I have to clean up entirely first, then think and feel our future? I really want to tour with music around the world and performing, but I need to understand, do I need to be perfectly brilliant to do that and to manifest? So these questions are about manifestation. The other one is, I'm wondering, what are your best tips for making a dream, goal, desire come true? Thanks so much, Kaya. I'm loving this radio show. So great questions. They both have to do with manifestation. And so I want to dial it back and talk about how most people live. So most people get so bound with the filters that they think their reality exists from. And I know about this because I used to think I'd have a problem and I'd think I'd have three options, three remedies, three ways of fixing that issue, maybe two or three, but I couldn't see beyond that. But that's because of the filters I had blocking my ability to understand what is really going on. So once we remove these untruths, which we came across through our experiences here since we were born, what our DNA, our structure in our DNA from our family lineage, our past lives, if you believe in that. Once we remove that, and again, so one of the women is right, it is a process. We can only remove so much at a time. That first session, we remove so much during an upgrade that a lot of people's paradigms actually shift in that moment. But for many, it would be actually devastating to have too many filters pulled off in one fall swoop, where you actually, you would be so, because you thought your life was one way, and to see it in its purity would be so unsettling, because it's almost like you have to acclimatize yourself. So the way that I work is we remove a tremendous number of filters or blocks, and then you settle down and get used to that new paradigm, and then you come back for more in a tap-in, say, or this radio show, and we remove more. But everything bubbles up to the surface for me. Each time I work with you, it's bubbled up and it's saying, Kaya, I'm ready to remove these filters now, these filters now. So we always start with you, and the most pressing filters come off, and then we move sort of into that family paradigm, and we remove those filters, and then we remove the filters of all the things around you. Like, we go in a process. It's one unfoldment to the next, to the next, to the next, and everyone, I've said it before, goes at a different speed. I really am really, for myself, I was really fast and efficient at removing the filters, and I stood in my power as everything was sort of just literally just blown right off of me. But it is a process, and even with me, it took a couple years, and I'm still removing filters. It's not like I'm not done, not even close, but I'm at the point now where I'm truly walking in my freedom, and that's what I'm here to help you guys with. I'm really good at helping people remove their filters. I see the most pressing situation, and that's what we work on in that session. So back to the question about manifestation. When you have those filters, you can't see all your possibilities. So when we, the more we remove, you start seeing so many more possibilities for yourself that you get to pick and choose. So for this woman that wants to tour the world with her band, it's like you'll see that literally opportunities will, because you're so brilliant, your spirit starts rewarding you. It's like, let's give her this opportunity. Let's give her that opportunity. And when you stay open and available to those opportunities, because they come in the present moment and you need to seize upon them in that moment. I've told you guys before that I don't move until I hear go. But when I hear go, it literally comes together in that instant. So I won't budge from what someone else wants or what someone else desires for me. It has to be at spirit level in the present moment for me. And that is true manifestation. I move at with through my spirit eyes. So if I hear Kaya, go here or book that, or I'll think, wow, I want to find a cottage for my family. I'll get hit with it. It's in that moment. I open up my computer and there's this stunning cottage sitting right there. And I know I have to act upon it in that instant. So that's living a life. Manifestation is different than most people think. It's not having a vision board. It's not, you know, showing gratitude. It's not envisioning. It literally is cleaning up your field into a brilliant space where you can, every possibility is there for you and you can pick and choose. That's true manifestation, where you expand in your brilliance into the world. And then the world is there saying to you, let's give her this. Let's give him that. So it's an amazing, and it's a process. You will see the more and more and more you clean up your space, the more comes available to you. So you don't have to think it. You don't have to dream it. You don't have to envision it. You don't have to manifest it like that old way. You just have to become brilliant, become purified. And then everything is sitting there for you to literally pick and choose. It's an honoring. A grace comes into the situation where it's like, way to go, like for your resilience, for your steadfastness, for your power in standing as everything is taken away. Like as all those filters come away from you, the only thing that you have to do is let go. And when you let go and stand in your power, that's true manifestation, because everything gets comes into you of a higher order and you get to pick and choose. Okay, so I hope that explained enough. We're going to get into it a lot more. We're just wetting everyone's whistle with this, but I'm going to have classes, I'm going to have lectures, I'm going to have all that stuff in the future, which goes really deep into these subjects. So it's time for the meditation. Are we ready? Let's go. This morning, as we are getting out of bed, big yawn. Releasing the night's sleep. Integrating all the downloads we got in the night. What did we receive in the night that will better us today? What can we let go of? The toxins that we collected through the night that we can let go of as we walk today, as we dance, as we run, as we journey. 2 feet on the ground. 1, 2. Standing up. Big stretch. Feeling the day opening up for us. As we go to the door that leads out to a new yard, a yard you'd never seen before, let's open that door. 2 hands, big door, opening it. Stepping outside. As you open your eyes to look at what's here for the offering is nature's bounty. The purest freshwater lake I've ever seen or felt. So many trees of different varieties, pine, maple, birch, strong and free, perfect in their imperfection, just like us. They accept who they are, these trees, whether they've got, you know, holes, they're missing parts, they accept themselves in the present moment fully for who they are, and because of that, they are perfect. They're locked into who they are. That's what we want to be. As we look to the top of one of those trees, far off in the distance, it's a pine tree, probably 150 feet tall, there's a massive nest. And in that nest is sitting an eagle. This is the biggest eagle I've ever seen before. And this is true. What I'm looking at right now is true. Can you see it too? As we take a deep breath in, starting at the top of our head, we're going to move these beautiful nature frequencies down our body. Top of the head, moving down now. Here we go. Opening up that headspace. Expanding out into our possibilities. Understanding we can never live in lockdown. We can never live bound. We are free. Moving down again, our nose, our eyes, inside, our head, the back of our neck, opening up our shoulders, relaxing our shoulders, our throat, authentic, true. Our chest, our lungs, breathing in the fresh, cool morning air. Our heart expanded, all-knowing, locked into this present moment. Down our body, our reproductive organs, our hips, flexible, our legs strong, sturdy like that tree, our feet firmly planted on this soil. As we take a look at that eagle, understanding, just like us, there are times of rest. That eagle sits in the nest, resting, recalibrating, coming back into alignment, understanding who it is, sleeping, regenerating, knowing it's safe and sound in its home, in its nest, just like us when we sleep in our bed, safe and sound in our home, that sanctuary. That eagle's nest is its sanctuary. High, high up, safe and sound from any predator. And what happens with this eagle, just like us in our day, it takes flight. Up, up, up she goes, soaring over us, seeing all of its possibilities, so many things to choose from in her day. Will she swoop down and grab a fish now, or will she wait and do it later? Will she soar up with the wind, traveling her to other lakes, other natural settings for her to see, to compare herself from her lake where her home is to other lakes all over this beautiful natural setting? She's here to explore an adventure. She rests in her sanctuary, then she takes flight, picking and choosing her day from a higher perspective, a higher order. She does not go down to the lower spaces where there is sickness, where she's bound, where she believes the untruths. She soars. She stays in that space forevermore, knowing nobody can touch her freedom. She was born free. We too were born free. And what this is an act of remembering what so many of us have forgotten. It's time to let the day on fire, guys. Can't wait to hear your stories. Keep sending your questions in. We'll see you tonight.